podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Are you ready? I'm saying, are you ready?
This is Leicester Till I Die TV. Watch and subscribe on YouTube and listen on your podcast platform.
Hi everybody, Jerry Taggart here. Now be sure to watch Chris and Leicester Till I Die TV by subscribing on YouTube and following them on social media for all the latest Leicester City news and information. Come on, you foxes!
Strap yourself in,
because we're set up, switched on and ready to go.
I'm back. Good evening, everybody. Yet three times in a night. I'm saying nothing. For once, I'm saying nothing. Hey, the Man United fan came. He saw. Didn't quite conquer, did he? He asked for hard questions. That was his mistake. Here's how the league table looks at the moment. Liverpool still on top, 2 points ahead of Leicester. Tottenham third, Everton, Burnley, and Man United bringing up the rear at the moment. But all I can say is, Reece, if you're watching this one, goodbye. You are the weakest link. Oh, yes. I enjoy saying these things, you know, just to, it's called banter. You know, before we had all these snowflakes in the world, it's called a bit of banter. Well, I'll tell you what, this is Leicester Till I Die. You'll get us on YouTube as per normal. Please give us a subscribe on that. On Facebook, Leicester Till I Die, the group. On Twitter, at Leicester TID. As they, YouTube is Leicester Till I Die TV. Please give us a sub. We've got lots of people watching again, and we're going to bring him in. Basically, because if I didn't bring him in, I'd have no questions to ask. Bradley, welcome back, sir.
Good evening. Good evening, Chris. Good evening, everybody. We're ready.
You're looking so much better than you did last week.
Thank you very much. I feel like a different man.
Yeah. I hope you find him.
If I do, I'll send him your way.
Okay, so let him out your basement. Going to bring this guy in, and all I can say is his dad volunteered him, and I think that says more about his dad than it does about Jack. Good evening, Jack.
Good evening, and yes, he did. Didn't tell me until the other day.
I've been talking to him for a while, saying, like, you know, he says, I said, do you want to come on and represent Arsenal? And he said, because I got to get confused, I saw your Christmas one, and I think you had a load of berry, and I thought, oh, he's a berry fan, but apparently not.
He likes to support a bit of berry, because obviously what happened with them. Yeah. But no, we're Arsenal fans. We've been Arsenal, he's been Arsenal fans his whole life. We both have home and away, and yeah, so I'm looking forward to hopefully representing Arsenal well.
Well, you I'd say you've got a lot to follow, but you haven't after tonight.
Oh yeah, I did see it. Yeah.
Reece, if you are still watching, mate, I'm not sure if you are, but this was for you. I forgot to give it you earlier. That's what you get. And I've got to be honest with you, we don't normally have a timer, but I will go through the rules for you. He says, if you can find them. I've got them somewhere. I've moved them about. Now, contestants, as I always say, must be on camera so we can see there's no cheating. Now, I did say before, there's no actual limit on how long you get to answer the questions. But if you do take too long, you can hear what comes in. You get the fun of the countdown clock and you get timed out. 20 questions on Arsenal. They'll be worth 2 points each. 5 away general football questions worth 3 points each. And 5 Leicester City questions, which are worth 5 points each, which we start you off with. You've got 3 lifelines, and I didn't quite do it in the time, but you've got 3 lifelines. You can, excuse me, ask me if you're that desperate. You can get a second guess if you can't decide between a couple. And if you don't like a question at all, you can switch it. So you get those 3 lifelines. So let me just bring some comments in before we start. As I say, your dad said that you'd be well up for this and you knew your stuff. So,
I mean, I know a decent amount, but obviously I'm more of up to date kind of stuff. But we'll see. I know. Obviously, Arsenal's history, but
yeah. Well, we did actually ask your dad. We ask everybody their age so that we can kind of make it age relevant, or Craig can make it age relevant. But Craig, as I say, Reese wasn't. He wanted to just go out for the hard questions, didn't he?
No, not me. I got some of the ones on the previous one right, but not many.
Well, Tycho, he's an Arsenal fan. He's been waiting. Saying, let's go. So my fault, it was a little bit delayed. And Reese as well, because he did take his life. Not only have you got the pressure of a Spurs fans watching, TM is, sorry, of an Arsenal fan watching, you got TM, who is a Spurs fan. So, really looking forward to this one. Again, Tycho, the Arsenal fan, let's go, be counting his own points. Static,
probably get more than one.
How the devil are you, sir? Thanks for joining us. Box again. We're going to have to get you on, Box, because you do know all the answers. Static is just saying hello to Craig. We want to know how Static's fridge is. Yeah, it's probably full of garlic bread. Don't ask. Doug, hello all. Welcome back, Doug. Doug keeps coming on now just to check nobody beats him. He's the guy that you've got to beat there, Jack.
We'll give it a go.
Turfmore, Dan, it's all banter. Zaka's gone, so you'll beat us this year. I mean, Burnley, everybody beats you this year, mate, you know. Also, you're no longer bottom, Dan. You are no longer bottom. you can thank Reese for that. thanks a lot to this, to Premier Hotspur TV. Thanks a lot, mate. Big up your channel. Coming on to show your support. Yes, I bet. We will see. Right, Jack, are you ready to go?
I'll do my very best. I'm ready.
Yep. You haven't got your dad in your room, have you?
No.
He's not putting that much pressure on you there.
He's definitely watching. He's definitely watching. But no, he's not anywhere near me, so I'm not going to get any abuse.
Okay, hello, Dad. Hello, Dad. Right, with your Arsenal kit behind you there, over to Bradley Walsh.
Right. Hello, everyone, and well done, Jack, for coming on and having a go. As Chris said, we try and keep them sort of age-appropriate, but there are historical questions or ones where you've won trophies. Obviously, that's easier to do with someone like Arsenal than it is for Burnley. We'll see how you do anyway. If anyone's watching, and I know you like to have a guess at the questions, and you put them in the comments, and Chris will bring them up. Maybe if you're going to have a guess, maybe put Q1, Q2, Q3 or whatever in front of your answer, so he knows which question you're referring to.
This is very good idea. Craig is the brains behind the operation. I'm the looks. He's the brains.
Yeah, we can't have it all, can we?
We can't.
Okay, so You've got your three lifelines, as Chris said, and as I say, you may want to use the Ask Chris on a Leicester one, but who knows? Let's see. Let's get straight into it with five points for each of these Leicester questions. Okay. Question number one. Nigel Pearson had two stints as Leicester City manager, but which current Championship club did he manage in between?
Ooh. I've got one in my head, but I don't think it's right. That's a good first question.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Have you got a good answer to go with it though?
Probably not. No. Definitely not. I've got two in my head. So obviously I've got the lifeline of two.
You've got the ask Chris, but also the second guess if you've got two in your mind. Yeah.
Okay. So you said the repeat of the question was, are they in the Championship now or were they in the Championship when you managed them? Like
The question, I'll repeat it just so you clear.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. No, it's fine. Nigel Pearson had two stints as Leicester City manager, but which current Championship club did he manage in between?
I am gonna have to go for a punt. I mean, I'm gonna have to say it, but I think they just got. Can I just ask one thing? Is it current? I know I'm asking so many questions in, it's probably a bit annoying.
I can stop you there because I'm not gonna answer it.
I was just gonna say, is it when you say current this season? So, like,
remember your lifelines, that's all I'll say.
I'm probably just gonna go, actually, sure, I will. I'll ask, I'm guessing you know, so I'm gonna ask Chris, please.
You should never guess I know when it comes to Leicester questions, Craig. I think when Craig said current, I think he means current because they've just got promoted again.
I was gonna say Watford for some reason.
They wouldn't be current because they'd now be Premier League.
That's why I didn't say it.
Hull, was it not?
It was indeed Hull City, yeah. He was there from 2010 to 2011. Yeah. 5 points on the board.
You don't know. This is really hard for me because I'm helping the opposition for a second. But this is why we put Leicester first, so that I can't be accused later on of not getting it right and helping us out.
You can relax now, Chris. Your work is done.
I'll be back later, just carry on.
Hey, there's never a wrong time to use it, and it's got you five points. Okay, question number two. Who did Leicester beat in the semi-final of last season's FA Cup before beating Chelsea in the final?
Oh, no. I should know this as well. Because Chelsea beat City. I'm pretty sure... Oh, I'm going to go... Was it them? I think it was them. I'm going to go for Southampton. I think I might be wrong, but...
I think you're right.
What was the score, wasn't it?
It was 1-0.
I was 1-0. Why did I have 4-2 in my head? Yeah. I remember it was Southampton because.
Well done.
Cool. Yeah.
Question number three. Full house so far.
Good start.
Yeah. Wesley Fofana had a breakthrough debut season last year, but from which French club was he purchased in October 2020?
Oh, that is a... Yes, I remember because he joined the same season as Saliba, and we obviously want Saliba to start because of how good Fofana played. But I'm going to go for... to be honest, I haven't got a clue, but I'm going to go for... I'm going to have to just go for a punt and go for Toulouse. I haven't got a clue.
Toulouse is wrong. You have a second guess if you want to use it or you want to save it.
Yeah, I'll save it.
Yep.
Great player, though. Great player.
Yes, yeah, he's been a great buy for us. The answer is Saint-Étienne.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got that.
But he, he cost us around the 36 mil mark. So
worth it. He's brilliant. Kid,
yeah, he looks great.
And we'll sell him in a couple of years to one of your clubs for about 70. Yeah.
Well, you're going to love this question.
Okay.
Question number four. Jamie Vardy has scored against Arsenal more often than any other team.
Mm-hmm.
How many goals has he scored in the 13 times he has faced them?
Oh, right. Okay. So we're going to do, I mean, he scores pretty much every game he plays against us. I remember he scored two in the game we beat you guys 5-2. Good win that.
Yeah, we got on that one.
How did the season end for you?
Very poor, very poor. But at least I have like a, just realistic. Anyway, question, Vardy. I'm going to say, how many times have you played against us?
Sorry? 13.
Chris? I'm going to say 12. I know it's a lot.
That is incorrect. Do you want another guess or are you going to save it?
I'll save it. I know it's quite a lot, but...
Yeah. In fairness, I was thinking 12 as well.
Is it 13?
No, it's actually one the other way. It's 11.
Oh, it's 11.
Yeah.
Unlucky there, Jack. Unlucky.
Yeah, I knew it was high. I knew it was high, but... It is what it is.
Okay, so your final question on the Leicester City, you still have your second guess, and you can bring on a sub. If you don't like the question, you can change it for another one.
Yeah.
Question number five. Which Premier League winning manager made his debut as a Leicester player on loan from Lazio against Arsenal in the 2000-2001 season?
Okay, that's the year I was born. so he's won. Okay, so he's won. It could be against Lazio, so he could be. It's one of two. I'm just going because they're Italian, so I am going for Italian. Can you repeat the question again? Sorry, please.
Which Premier League winning manager made his debut as a Leicester player on loan from Lazio against Arsenal in the 2000-2001 season?
Trying to think of like a younger kind of... The only person that pops in my head at the moment is Pep Guardiola, but I don't think he went to 2000-2001. That's quite early, isn't it? Quite late for him, surely, but I will just punt it and say Pep Guardiola. I can't think of anyone else.
That's incorrect.
Yeah, I can't.
Are you going to save your lifeline?
Yes. Yeah. I haven't got a clue.
It was actually. Chris is mouthing the answer to me in the green ring there, in back there. He's just won something else as well. It was Italy manager Roberto Mancini.
Mancini. Okay, yeah. No, I would never. I don't think I'd got that. So
I remember Robbie Savage was asked about playing alongside Roberto Mancini, and he was quoted as saying he used to turn up to the ground wearing an Armani suit, and then he continued to play as if he was still wearing it.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's see how people have done. First of all, say hey, we're getting all the Arsenal fans in tonight. Hi Luca, thanks for joining us. Hope you're keeping score, mate, and we're gonna have a go. What have we got here? Craig is more Ruby Walsh.
Thanks, Dan.
Dan, you come up with the odd one every now and again, you know, bit like Burnley strikers. Craig is Chris Tarrant. Actually, I can actually see a resemblance there. Craig always has the best idea, or so he thinks. Anyway, let's get on to the questions. Ankit, well, you're back down to how your normal standard, Ankit. You said Watford for Hull. Box went for Preston North End. Nottingham, how dare you say Nottingham Forest would have never had him back. Tyco guessed Hull.
Good guess.
We've got to be honest with you know, we've got to be thinking that you are answering these before we're giving you the answer.
Let's hope.
Hull City says Doug. Yeah, Dan went for Hull as well. Okay, so question two, which was Southampton. Box got it, Ankit got it, Tyco got it. There's a lot of people got this one. Doug got it. Say Dan got it. Question three. We had St Etienne. Box said Nice. Ankit said Nice. More. Dan said Nice.
It wasn't Nice.
Tyco got it right. St Etienne. Well done, Tyco. Andrew, yeah, I think they're all on the biscuit, you know. All my guesses are wrong. All the guesses are wrong there, says Ankit. 10 was the goals. Doug went for 10. Tyco went for 14. TM from Spurs went for 10. Ankit went for 13. Dan went for 14. You were all wrong. Mancini box went for, Doug went for Mancini, Tyco went for. I'm sorry, mate. Everybody said,
yeah,
Well, the Leicester fan who, in fairness, the Arsenal fan, hasn't got the pressure of actually being on screen and is sat there, possibly Tyco. And I'm not accusing here of you sat there with Google open, but. We can't see, but you got 20 from that. But Craig or Chris Tarrant, how did Jack do?
Yeah, Jack did okay. He started well before it got a little bit tricky, and he got 10 points.
So neck and neck at the moment with Man United.
Yeah, hopefully I know a bit more about my club though.
That is something you've not heard anybody say for a long time.
Thanks. Yeah. At least we don't lose.
You're welcome, mate. We've waited over 150 odd years to be able to be like this, Leicester. So give us our moment. Anyway, back to Chris Tarrant and the general football questions.
Yep, general football. So 3 points for each of these 5 questions coming up. You still have your second guess, and you still have your opportunity to bring on a sub. So let's go. Question number one. Who were League Two champions last season?
Oh, that was lucky for me because they're my local club. Ah. League Two, the champions were Cheltenham Town.
They were indeed. Well done. And I didn't know that's where you were. Otherwise,
yes.
I wouldn't have asked you.
we do follow them a bit, so got quite lucky.
Your dad did mention Cheltenham Town, actually. And that completely confused me because I say I was still going down the Bury road, but
just does that. Is this little, he's weird. Him, yeah, he sports about too many.
Okay, good start. Yes, question number two. Who has recently been appointed as manager of Fulham after Scott Parker left at the end of last season?
I don't know. I know the Palace one, because obviously he's an Arsenal legend. I'll pass that one. I don't know. Right. It's not my kind.
You can always switch the question. Or you can save that.
I can always see. I think I might actually know it. I know I said I passed, but can I actually answer it? Because I know it.
Oh, so the adjudicator, I think so, Chris.
We should really take final answers. On this first occasion, I will let you do it because I'm such a generous, warm, kind-hearted human being. And you're going to say Leicester are a fantastic football team, aren't you?
They are brilliant. I absolutely love them. Hopefully we can get Madison.
Video on Maddison the other day, so don't
I
get did,
I, honestly I liked Maddison at Norwich. Like, he was such a good player. I think I might be wrong, actually. I might have just messed this up. I think is it Marco Silva?
It is Marco Silva, yeah. The former Everton and Hull manager.
We will next time, though, all joking aside, once you say pass, we will take
final answer.
Okay. Question number three. England play their next World Cup qualifier on September the 2nd, but who will be their opponents?
Oh, my God, this is annoying because I got tickets for it as well.
Oh no! I have tickets.
Did you get
for
his wrong? You're gonna, your dad is really gonna.
I guess I've got.
I think is it Andorra?
Andorra is incorrect.
That's not. Oh God!
Oh. Don't know what game you're going to then, Jack.
I got.
So you can have a second guess or.
I'll leave that. I don't know.
Andorra is the next home game. Their next qualifier is away in Budapest against Hungary.
Oh, right. Well, I'm not going to that one. I'm going to the home one.
Oh, I see what you did there. Very clever. Yeah. He looks like a nice, like your granddad, like a nice little, you know, grey-haired granddad, but he's got a nasty streak in him, Jack. He's got a really nasty streak.
Question number four. Why were Salford City holders of the Papa John's trophy for just one day?
I do remember that because I know some, yeah. Well, it's a bit of a, because obviously they had to postpone the final, didn't they, because of COVID. So Sunderland won it, like, was it, yeah, day after?
That is correct, yeah. They won the 2020 trophy, but it was due to COVID. So they played the final and then they held the trophy for a day before Sunderland won the 2021 version the day after. The shortest holding of a trophy ever, I think.
It's quite funny, actually. Sad for them, but, well, yep. I mean, at least they won it.
Indeed. And question five, your final one in this round. How many points clear of second place Man United did Man City finish last season?
Ooh. It wasn't actually, it wasn't, they were quite far in front, weren't they? Had a little bit of a blip. That's a good question again. I think they finished on. I want to say they won the last. I'm going to say 9. But.
That is incorrect. So I think you still have.
I'll save that. I'll save that for. Okay. For an
three more points. It was actually 12.
Yeah, I knew because they were quite far in front at one stage, but they lost a couple of games, so I thought it went.
I think they just took the foot off the gas once they'd won it.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Right. No, a bit like Arsenal at the start of the season, really, wasn't it?
Won two games and then it just went downhill from there.
Exactly. Oh, I'm sorry, mate. Come on.
I get it. I get it all the time. You know, I got a mum that's a United fan.
Oh no.
My nan's a Tottenham fan.
Oh wow.
I get it a lot, but I mean,
I tell you what, must be fun at Christmas.
It's not, just to let you know. It's not.
Oh dear. Right, let's have a look how we are doing. Ankit says good luck to you again, Jack.
Thank you.
Cambridge United said box for winning League Two, which was wrong. Tycho said no idea. I don't know what you've been doing with Dan here. Craig the Tyrant, who wants to put their legs in the air? this comes from the topless YouTuber, by the way. Dan, do you want me to get picture?
I think someone's been drinking tonight.
There's no tonight, it's from Burnley, it's all the time. But he did get Cheltenham right. kind of Burnley's level, really, isn't it? Marco Silva said Doug, as did Box and as did Tycho, and as did Dan between his beers. Where are we here? Then let's. I'm not even going to put that one up there, Dan, because I don't know what you were referring to. where are we? San Marino said Box, and this was Hungary. San Marino said Doug. Dan went for Andorra, as indeed did you. And then the point postponement, as only Dan went for postponement and he got it right. Well done, Dan. Then 9 for Doug, 13 for Box, 13 for Tycho. Question for Andrew. I love this, Andrew. Not enough.
That's good, yeah.
Oh, dear. Let's... woo, good old man. Oh, sorry, man. Nan.
I think
she's probably been round to Dan's house because I think she's been drinking a bit as well. Oh, dear. Yeah, I won't come round to your house to watch the football on Boxing Day, Jack.
No, please don't.
Sorry, TM, that's the funniest quote of the night there. Good old man. I think she was up to something else, I tell you. Concentrate, TM, concentrate. Okay, how did Jack do there then, Craig?
So he did pretty well. He got another 9 points, so that brings his total up to 19.
19, right. Well, did just correct me, did somebody get the full house on there? Was it the Everton fan got the full house?
Everton got all 10 of his own home questions, yeah.
Yeah. The only person that has got a full set of answers correct in any of the rounds, in any of the shows.
Yeah.
Can you be number two, Jack?
We'll hope, but depending on the questions.
Well, of course. And that is over to Chris Tarrant.
Right. So you're still... correct me if I'm wrong. I think you still have your two lifelines left.
Yes.
Switch question and a second guess. So let's get into it. 10 questions on Arsenal, 2 points each.
Okay.
So the club was formed in the year 1886 under what name?
I hope my pronunciation isn't awful here. It's Woolwich Arsenal.
That is incorrect.
Oh, is it? Is it?
Ooh.
Oh, I thought that's what it was.
I did. I was writing that down as a correct answer there.
So you can either have a second guess or...
No, I won't ask Jenny what I thought it was. I haven't got a clue.
Well, you and me both, because that's what they refer to. Actually, they were called Dial Square. They then became Royal Arsenal. Then they became Woolwich Arsenal. Then they became The Arsenal. Mm-hmm. And they only became Arsenal themselves in 1915. So it was actually Dial Square when they were first formed.
Ooh. I'd like to know an Arsenal fan that knows that.
I know one that doesn't.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. I know two, because I guarantee my dad don't know that one.
About to say Tycho didn't know it, but... We'll move on. We'll come back to that for you, Jack.
Question two. Arsene Wenger became Arsenal manager in 1996 after leaving which club?
Oh, God. Oh, no. Arsenal fans are going to hate me, aren't they?
No more than the rest of us.
That's a really good question.
You still have your switch question if you want to.
I'm gonna switch it.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. The answer to that was the
a Japanese club.
It was indeed the same one that Gary Lineker played for.
A Japanese club. Yeah, I don't think I'd be able to pronounce it.
It was Nagoya Grampus 8.
Yeah, no.
I was
going to
say Grampus
8.
Yeah.
Well, Switch.
So your Switch question.
Yeah.
Similar to one that we gave the Man United fan.
Okay.
Who scored Arsenal's first Premier League goal of the 2021 season?
It was Alexandre Lacazette.
It was indeed. He scored in the 8th minute with the game ending in a 3-0 victory at...
We Raven. All thought it was up from there.
Yes, indeed.
But it went down.
Well done.
Yeah.
Question three.
Good use of your lifeline there, wasn't it?
Yeah. So you've just got your second guess left. Question number three. Mohamed Elneny joined Arsenal in 2016 from Basel, but played 27 games on loan during the 2019-20 season for which club?
I believe I have got a double guess because I've got two, but I think it's Besiktas.
It was Besiktas. Well done.
It was Besiktas or Galatasaray, but I knew it was Besiktas. Cool.
Question four. Which player holds the record for the most Premier League appearances for Arsenal?
Premier League appearances?
Yes.
I believe that is the Premier League appearances, I believe, is Ray Parlour.
It is Ray Parlour for no bonus points whatsoever. Have you got any idea how many?
Is it like, I think it might be like 430 something, 430?
It's 333.
Oh, wow. Because I know David O'Leary is our all-time. Yes, yeah. But Premier League is Ray Parlour. Yeah.
Question number five. Between the years 2010 and 2017, Arsenal were eliminated from the Champions League at the round of 16 stage for 7 consecutive seasons.
Yep.
But which club knocked them out in 3 of those 7 seasons?
Oh, wow. Is it Barcelona?
That is incorrect. Ooh, you can use your lifeline.
I would have said that. I would have said that, Jack.
Yeah, I will use... No, I don't think we played Bayern Munich more than that. I would have said Barcelona, but I can't. I'm just trying to think of round of 16s. We got knocked out by, I think, Bayern Munich twice. Monaco, I think. Was it Monaco? I won't use a second one. I'll let it go.
Okay. Well, you talked yourself out of it. It was Bayern Munich.
It was between the two. I should have used a lifeline, but hey, it is what it is.
The 2012-13 season, the 2013-14 season, and then 2016-17.
I do like to just remind all the Arsenal fans, whenever we mention the Champions League, that Arsenal, of course, their manager did say that Leicester were going to embarrass England in the Champions League.
They did well.
We got through to the quarterfinals, which was further than any other club English club or British club that year. Mm. And I think that was the same year that Arsenal lost over 2 legs and let 10 goals in one round.
I don't like to
sort of, bring it up too often. It's just when I have the opportunity. I just think it's a nice little story just to put in there. And I'd message to Arsene Wenger. Sorry, Jack. I had to mention it.
No worries. Question number six. Arsenal played their final league game at Highbury on the 7th of May 2006, which ended in victory against Wigan Athletic.
Okay, yeah. I thought you were going to ask me.
What was the score?
Oh, goodness. It was quite good. It was a good score, I think. Oh, see, that this is...
You thought I was going to ask you who it was against, didn't you?
Yes, and then I thought maybe you would have said, like... Who scored? I know one rescored in the game. I can't think of the scoreline. I think it was quite convincing. I'm gonna guess 5-0.
That is incorrect.
Okay, I will change my answer. I will use my lifeline.
Okay.
They might have scored, actually. Oh, my God, yes, I remember watching Premier League years, actually. good thing to get knowledge of football Premier League years.
Yeah. We've all done that at 3 o'clock in the morning, haven't we?
I think we might have scored. I think, was it 4-1? Was it 4-2? I'm going to say it's between 4-1 and 4-2. Because I know we conceded because I remember it, but I'm going to say... I'm going to say 4-2. Thank God. Between 4-1 and 4-2.
Well, I can tell you it was one of those.
Oh, no.
You actually came back from a 2-1 deficit to win 4-2.
Oh. Yes, okay. That was lucky. That was lucky. I was going to say 4-1.
Goals from Robert Pires.
To you there, mate. You absolutely dragged that from the back of your memory. Respect you for that one.
Well, it's
mate.
Just Premier League Total years. Respect. That's all it was.
Yeah.
Robert Pires scored and a Thierry Henry hat trick.
Yes, I know. Yeah, I remember Thierry.
Well done on that one, mate.
Well done. Question number 7. Arsenal's last triumph in the League Cup final was in 1993. But which team did they beat 2-1 to lift the trophy?
In the last... Can you repeat the question, sorry?
Arsenal's last triumph in the League Cup final was in 1993, but which team did they beat 2-1 to lift the trophy?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
No.
Not really my kind of thing. I'm gonna guess. I think my dad likes them. I'm gonna go for Sheffield Wednesday. I remember us. I know my dad likes them.
Is there a team that your dad doesn't like?
Yes, Aston Villa.
And Spurs, I'm guessing. And Spurs.
Villa, Spurs, Man United. And he doesn't like Sheffield United because he likes Sheffield Wednesday. Right. He's a bit of a weird one. He's one of them. He just follows teams. He likes to look at the scores and stuff. But
Well, it's a good job that he does like them because it was Sheffield Wednesday.
Again, honestly, Jack. Total and utter respect to you there.
And that game, so the goals from Paul Merson and Steve Morrow, but it was remembered more for Tony Adams trying to lift Steve Morrow up at the end of the game and dropping him and breaking his arm.
I do actually, yeah. Well, I don't remember that, but I have heard about that,
Didn't Arsenal also play Sheffield Wednesday in the FA Cup final?
Yeah, quite well done, actually, yeah.
They did.
I think they did. I think it was like one of those where, weird. Don't think it's ever happened before. It's never happened before, I don't think.
No.
It has never happened since. But, again, Premier League years, I think that's where that came from. But,
it's just...
Drag that out, mate. Well done, mate. Well done.
Well done. Okay, going well. Question 8. According to the Premier League website...
Oh, I've heard these ones.
you've dragged it out, mate. You fooled me. I didn't think you were going to do it this time.
Which of the following players played the most minutes last season?
Okay.
Thomas Partey, Emile Smith Rowe, or William?
Oh, that's good. That's good. Right. This is what I'm thinking. Partey got injured quite a lot. But Smith Rowe didn't play until that January game against Chelsea, but then pretty much played most games since. Willian, he was in and out the team when he shouldn't have been, but I don't know. My best guess, I think I'm just going to have to punt it and go Smith Rowe, because he played so many games after January, whereas Partey and Willian were just in and out.
Well, Willian played 1,406 minutes.
God, that's a lot for someone that bad.
Smith Rowe played 1,448 minutes. Partey played 1,534. So it was Thomas Partey.
It was between Smith Rowe and Partey, but I went Smith Rowe. But
I tell you what, I think one thing about he's about Arsenal fans they all agree on is that Willian is shite.
Yeah, I agree with that. Everyone agrees with that one. We need to get him out as soon as possible.
At least he was a free transfer, I think, so you didn't spend.
It's just he's on 200k a week.
Yes, true. Question number 9. In the match at the Emirates Stadium on 27th of October, 2019.
Okay.
Captain Granit Xhaka was substituted and reacted angrily as the crowd jeered him off the pitch, swearing at the fans and taking off his shirt before storming down the tunnel. But who were the opponents in that game?
I believe it was... Because I was at the game, I was right near it. I'm pretty sure, was it Crystal Palace?
It was Crystal Palace.
Yes.
Who came back from losing 2 goals in the first 10 minutes to draw 2-2.
Yes, because we scored a legitimately good goal and VAR chalked it off.
Yeah.
No one can understand.
They have a habit of doing.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That was very annoying day, that was.
And your final question, Jack. Mm-hmm. Arsenal made their only Champions League final appearance to date in the 2006 final, where they lost to Barcelona 2-1. Yeah. But which player gave Arsenal the lead in that game?
One of my favourites. Obviously, I never really watched him play, but I love the guy, big Sol Campbell.
It was the never-ending knee slider, Sol.
Yes.
Campbell.
And then we had to obviously throw it away, red card.
Gave you the lead in the 37th minute before 2 goals in 5 second half minutes.
My overriding memory of Sol Campbell is always when he scored the goal that wasn't given. Was it against Argentina in the World Cup?
He went
off running, and
it wasn't given, it may have
been Italy actually.
Was it Italy? His face was just like, that's everybody's goal scoring face when he did that, you know. But we're going to find out what you got in a minute, Jack. How close you were, what you've done, and we're going to look at the questions first of all, and we'll be right back.
It's the Big Fat Football Quiz with Leicester Till I Die TV.
So you think you know your football?
Well, let's see.
There we go. Right, so let's see what everybody else was saying. Where are we here? Experiment 12... I'm still stuck on TM having a good time with their old man. she says she doesn't drink. Well, I was using that as an excuse for you, TM, but, you know, there we go.
I'd have thought all Spurs fans drank these days.
Drink where their sorrows.
You know, there's only Spurs fans that I've ever known that have not wanted to get into Europe. So why did you go and beat us, Spurs fans, if you didn't want to get into the conference
league? I was so happy. I don't want to be in that.
I just think it's the fact that they've called it the Conference League, and we know for us the Conference League is so low. But anyway, the first answer was Dial Square, wasn't it? So Tycho got it right. Turf Moore got Summit Square. I think you're actually trying to say something square there in Burnley talk. It was Summit Square,
Summit Square.
Dial Square said Doug. And then Grampus 8 said box, which was the correct answer. Because he was quite revolutionary in his management style. The ideas that he brought over that we just take for granted now.
And to be fair, I'm not sure whether it was David Dean or who it was, but I mean, what an appointment to pull somebody that nobody had heard of. Fantastic.
Yeah. Not been the same since David Dean left, I don't think, has it? Mm. You know. Mm. Box was saying for the second question, Lacazette. No, is this right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because you switched questions, didn't you?
Yeah. Yes, sorry. I did, yes. Good switch.
Yeah. So Box is saying Lacazette. Turf Moore can't spell because he only went as far as Laca. The only problem with that player is he always gets in your hair. See what I did there? Yeah, all right. Always helps to laugh with the host. Shaiko said Laca as well. Fernabacci said Box. Tycho got it right. Basistus, I can't say it. And then Box went for Ray Parler. Doug went for David Seaman.
Good shout, actually.
Let's have a look here.
I think Seaman may be number two.
Does Rance Army mean something to Arsenal fans?
Sorry, who?
Does Rance Army mean something to Arsenal fans?
No.
No. Ah, no. I know who it is. Hey, Kieran, what the hell are you doing to me here? Good, out with your friends. Sorry, I've realised there's a channel on here, and please, guys, go and sub it. He's an Everton fan, but it's Kieran Rance, and he is a great laugh, great guy. His channel's well worth watching. There's a lot of general football stuff as well, and he does like to go on these raids. So Ryan, Katie, DaBaby, all going on Rance Army there. It took me a while to get that, but I did get it in the end. Well done, guys. Hey, but seriously, Kieran Rance is a really good channel. Bayern Munich with the answer, which was correct.
Someone got upset about.
You had that answer, didn't you? You had it.
Yeah. But, yeah. I mean, I did use the lifeline and got the answer for another one. Yeah. So it's but to me, I guess.
Yeah.
Ryan saying they're Kieran Army. Yeah, mate, well done. The Bayern Munich 4-2. A lot of the guys went for here, which... it was indeed. Sheffield Wednesday, Dan got, Tycho got, Doug got. Spurs said we don't do Arsenal. Welcome to Over and Over and Over Again. Another Arsenal channel. Nice to see you, mate. It's been a while. Great quiz. Ada smashed it. Well, maybe you get the chance if we do that. They go around for the second time. Will I, Ann? A couple got it on that. And then, of course, there was the who played the most minutes, various different answers for that. Palace, yeah, a lot of people got Palace. And Sol Campbell, yeah, a lot of people got that as well. Tycho, where did I go now? Tycho, there, that wasn't bad. That wasn't bad, Tycho. 44 points he got, which... isn't bad. Would have put you joint second, Tycho, but we need to go. Tycho says here, was waiting for Herbert Chapman's question. and CG says, well done, Jack. Great questions, Craig. And Doug well done, Jack, as so does Dan say, well done, Jack, as well. So, yeah, from all of us here. And you pulled some really good answers out there. But was it enough? How many points did he end up with there?
Well, it was a really, really good, solid second round there. You got seven of your questions right on Arsenal, which is decent by anybody's shout.
Yeah,
which gave you an extra 14 points, leaving you with a total of 33.
I'll take that.
Very good effort. Well done.
Yeah. So where does that put you on the scoreboard? It knocks Burnley down again, Dan's going down quicker than a bride's knickers on a wedding night. And you've got Man United have gone even further down. So
good to beat them. Good to beat them.
Yeah, not disgraced at all there, Jack.
No, it was very good.
You can go and you can go and thank your dad now very kindly for putting you through that. Before you go. Thanks, Dad. We all want dads like that, don't you? You know. But a couple of things here before you go. Of course, you do have to have the official Jeremy Clarkson loser.
That's never good. Oh, is that everyone that's not first?
That's everybody who doesn't come first gets that.
Okay. So, that's fine. I don't mind that. That's everyone far from one.
And I do believe we have got the culprit in the background there.
Yeah.
Now then, Jack's dad. All right, mate.
How, well, look,
how many did you get? Did you do it yourself?
How many did you get? Not as many as what you got.
That's why you volunteered.
I got Grampus 8.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, you got 2 points then.
Yeah, I didn't get the first one. I got Palace.
And did you get the Woolwich Arsenal one? That was a
10. No.
No.
I've never heard of that.
They're going off. If you Google it and Craig is wrong, we will have the points. Anyway,
great show,
guys. Later.
Brilliant, mate.
Brilliant. No, thanks very much for volunteering, Jack.
Should have done it yourself.
next time we'll get your dad on.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have a father versus son special.
I'd actually be very good for that. I am
liking the signs.
We'll definitely do that.
We'll do a head to head of the same club.
Yes. Right, Jack, thank you so much for coming on and doing that.
Thank you
even
for having
though
me.
You were dropped in it somewhat. So before you give your channel a shout out, there is the link to your channel is in the YouTube description below, so please go and give him a sub and a like on his channel. But give it a shout out, Jack.
Yes, KGF TV. We talk Arsenal videos. We also do Premier League, everything to do with the Premier League, and we sometimes jump into the lower leagues like Cheltenham, Bolton and everything. So give it a subscribe if you want two idiots talking about football.
Well, when you say football, it's Arsenal, so it's a bit of a loose...
I thought that was our channel.
Yeah, but they've got a youngster. We've got two old guys talking about football. That's the difference. As I say... The link is in to Jack's Jack and his dad's channel is in the description on YouTube. Please give it a go over, give it a sub, give it a like. Thanks very much for coming on, Jack. Well done,
thank
mate.
You for
You're not
me.
Bottom.
Thank you.
Well
That's
done.
The main thing.
Great effort.
That's all I cared about, not bottom.
And I would say good luck for next season, but you know I wouldn't really mean it at all.
Thank you. Well, hopefully Madison bags a few goals for Arsenal next season then.
I'll give you that. But I'll give it you.
I'll make sure to give you a Twitter message when he joins. How about that?
Well, hey, if he does join, we'll have you back on.
Okay, deal.
Yeah, deal. just get your 60 million ready.
Yeah, we will.
All right, Jack. All the best, mate. Right. Take care.
Thank you very much.
Jack. Well done.
Thanks
Bye,
a lot.
Bye
bye. Cheers. Well done, Jack, there. Great effort. Only a youngster there. Dan, just pointing here. Great show, guys. Build questions, Craig.
Thanks,
and as usual, always a laugh from Chris. Well, somebody laughs at me jokes. Thanks, Dan. Now, if that was hard, you're going to find it really hard on Monday, because on Monday, Ankit's up. Ankit.
We're all looking forward to this one.
We are, and Ankit, I mean, we've got to start the countdown, Ankit. Start the countdown. You've also, we've got Man City fan on as well. Ankit's on first at 7. Charlie, Man City fan, he's 13. How are you going to sort those questions out, Craig?
Yeah, well, you know... he's stepping up, so I assume that he's got some pretty good knowledge of Man City. Hopefully before they were bought.
Well, he does. In fairness, I have seen him. He does know his stuff. Yeah. Please, please, please just make one question about the Champions League final.
You've picked him off now. I can't.
Greg, mate, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
As always. Oh, Dan. Oh, so Charlie, I've done you an injustice. He's 14.
I thought you were 14, Charlie, but I didn't want to say, you know, Chris is the host and should have all the knowledge, but...
It would be worrying if I did know a minor's actual age, wouldn't it? That would be slightly worrying. But Charlie... Hey, I didn't. I could know you as Chib, so I never, when you came in there, I didn't see you. I'm sure there'll be not too many older questions, but he does. Like I just said, in fairness, yeah, he does. He does know his stuff. Good luck on that one on Monday, Charlie. Even though I've said not to year off you, don't, Charlie. When you get to mine and Craig's age, we'd have been happy for a year to be knocked.
Yeah, please do.
I'll show you. Dan says City's history only started in 2009. Ooh. Ooh. We'll move that on. And I think, Dan, please don't mention the Champions League final. Did I?
You know, to be fair, you know, I'm sure that a holding midfielder wouldn't have made any difference.
Sure it wouldn't. Sure it wouldn't. Craig, thank you so much, young man.
You're welcome, Chris. Thanks for watching, everybody, and joining in. It really helps to see how we're doing with the questions and see how many you're all getting right. So thanks for continuing to watch.
Brilliant. Stay behind. I'm going to ask you a question afterwards. So thanks for, as always, Craig. Great questions. Couldn't do it without you. Thank you very much.
Cheers. Bye, all.
Cheers. Bye. So there we go. Didn't come bottom, but Man United did. Well done to Reese from Man United and Jack for Arsenal in doing the quiz. Couple of things just to remind you, it's still on the Leicester Till I Die TV on YouTube, sponsored very kindly, supported by the ME Group, which is run by Richard Hill and Matt Elliott. And we've got the Fabrizio Romaro transfer show. Go and have a look, give it a quick look. It had some interesting things to say, and I was surprised by a couple of them. I'm not going to lie to you. And then, not only, but also, I've taken it down, but on Friday, we will be back. That's tomorrow, it is. We will be back with the... pressed the wrong button there. We will be back with the new stadium show. Yep. I know that it's all going to go to discussion and what have you, but come on, if you're a Leicester fan, let us know what you think about the expansion. Is it enough? Or will we have to expand and then expand again? Or should we just leave things as they are? Join us tomorrow at 7 o'clock and we'll discuss that. Thanks very much for watching, guys. Joining in, like Craig said, it's great. It is a laugh. If you want to listen back to this, it will be on YouTube in about 5 minutes and give us about 15, 20 minutes and it'll be up on your favourite podcast. If you don't want to look at me and Craig, and I don't blame you, you can get us on Amazon, Spotify, Apple iTunes, Google, Podcast Addict and Anchor, to name just six. Stay safe, guys. Thank you very much. We'll see you tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Good night.
Hello, Matt Elliott here. Be sure to watch Leicester Till I Die TV on YouTube. And follow all their social media platforms for all the latest updates and news on Leicester City Football Club.
Thanks for watching Leicester Till I Die. This is Chris saying goodbye and see you next time.
fun doesn't have to stop here. If you have any questions, suggestions, or feedback, head over right now to Twitter and Facebook and like, share, and get involved. Join us next time. Podcast Network.